This week, people who were arrested during Operation Rio Grande went before a judge and asked for help. By agreeing to avoid drugs and alcohol, get treatment, and check in once a week, they were offered a spot in Salt Lake County's new drug court. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Dave Daniel lives at the Alcohol and Drug Treatment Facility First Step House. He's been there about a week. Daniel was homeless and addicted to heroin when he was arrested last month.
I'm tired of going to jail. I'm tired of going to that shithole jail you got here, but I'm just tired of jail. I'm tired of living out there. It's cold in the wintertime.
Daniel is checking in with the court today. He's been addicted to drugs most of his adult life, and this is the first time he's accepted treatment. Drug court is different from traditional court. It allows nonviolent drug-addicted offenders to choose treatment over jail. In the past month, law enforcement have arrested more than 1,000 people outside the Road Home as part of a crackdown known as Operation Rio Grande. And in an effort to do more than just lock people in jail, lawyers and social workers screened dozens of inmates to see if they were eligible for drug court. Salt Lake County officials created a fourth court specifically for this operation. Daniel says he's comfortable at First Step House, although he's had to give up some freedom, like riding his bicycle.
You can do anything you want in about a block radius, but you just can't leave that block radius. Now I want to go like 100-mile radius. I love riding my bike. I put 150, 200 miles a day on my bike. I usually ride all the way down to Sandy, to Draper, to Taylorsville, and back up here.
Third District Court Judge Dennis Fuchs is seeing defendants today, but I'm not allowed to record in the courtroom. One by one, people approach the bench to explain their circumstances. Fuchs led the state's first drug court in Salt Lake County back in 1996. He asked about their drug of choice, why they started using, and why they want to quit. All of them are in blue jumpsuits, their hands cuffed behind their backs. One of them is a 44-year-old man who says he used prescription pain medication after he injured his back. When his meds were stolen, he says he picked up a heroin habit. He's been homeless for the last 6 years. A 28-year-old woman is waiting for a bed at Odyssey House. She tells the judge she became addicted to Percocets after two C-sections. She also turned to heroin. Another young woman has a Master of Business Administration, pain pills, heroin, homelessness. The stories echo one another, but each is just as devastating as the last. Utah State Representative Jim Dunnigan was there, his first experience with drug court.
Yeah, I am a bit surprised that, at least for the population that we heard today, many of them have been productive members of society. They've had a trauma, physical or emotional, or losing a loved one. And that's caused them to self-medicate and start using illicit substances.
Dunnigan doesn't think this kind of treatment is for everyone. He volunteers in county jails where he sees people who he says just aren't ready to commit to recovery.
But the one thing that I've noticed is when people get clean for a while, their mind becomes clear and they start to have hope. And that's the biggest thing that we can give them. And I think that's what you're seeing in the drug court today, is they're starting to envision that there's hope for them.
While treatment alone may not be the answer, research is clear on drug courts, says State Courts Administrator Rick Schwermer. Judicial supervision, accountability, and treatment works.
That's the combination you need to be successful with people that have this kind of a history of failure in our criminal justice system and in life, frankly.
Without drug court, Schwermer says people get stuck in a cycle where they're in and out of jail on the same charges. It's a seemingly endless circle, and there's no way out.
And the whole point of a drug court, which we call a problem-solving court, they solve problems. They solve the problem that creates the criminal behavior, and that's the key to stopping the cycle.
Outside the courtroom, Dave Daniel tells me he wants to be sober, but everything, anything, could trigger a relapse.
Like right here, there's a lot of drug dealers that live right around this area that I went to, when I went outside to smoke a cigarette. It's hard to be out here, to go outside even right now.
Daniel says, at least for now, the hope and optimism he has outweighs the benefit of another high. Whitney Evans, KUER News.